1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday, guys. Hopefully your day is off to a fantastic start as I'm just recuperating from the weekend, man. We had it was like a world tour over there, or as Eric called it, the Mark Frankhouse Appreciation Weekend at Warner Vineyards. Four rock shows back to back to back to back. We had the Def Leppard, Adrenalize. We got Big Love, Fleetwood Mac, Thunderstruck, AC/DC, and Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones tribute last night. It just, man, it felt like I was on tour a little bit. I was there three nights in a row. I was getting exhausted, but still had a lot of fun. And make sure to come out to those, whether or not you're going to the show. I'm always giving some cool stuff away. I met this beautiful person, Heather Gordon, super cool. She ended up winning the prize package that I was giving away for the entire weekend. So all the beautiful people out there at Warner Vineyards made this weekend so much fun. And I love being a part of this summer concert series, man, because it gives me an opportunity to see a bunch of shows just right here in Southwest Michigan. And it's like, man, there's some big ones out there. And that AC/DC tribute was unbelievable. If you were out there, definitely hit me up on the chat button, the 1077 RKR app. Let me know what you thought about that show. That one in particular went super hard. And I was like, man, that really had, I was happy because they played Ford Field on my birthday. And by the time I got to my ticket, it was $400. And I was like, no. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We know that Big Boy started off as Bob's Pantry over in California, but then they moved to Michigan and it really has just become a Michigan company. I mean, their headquarters are located in Southfield still. They've still got about over 60 locations, the majority of which are in Michigan. And obviously, they're really well known for their salad bars, their breakfast bar. Their breakfast buffet is super dangerous. I got to stay away from that. Obviously, their Big Boy hamburger and the logo, of course, the Big Boy statues that you see out there. But there is one location in the Upper Peninsula. You can open up the 1077 RKR app. You have to see this thing. It is a moose in red and white checkered overalls. How I never knew this existed, I have no idea. But this thing is freaking hilarious. And this whole location looks like a lot of fun. In fact, there's a video up here on the 1077 RKR app that shows like kind of the outside of this. And there's like this truck made out of wood. And then there's the moose with overalls. This is just seems like super fun. So I've never been there before. If you've seen this thing in person, hit me up 978-1077. Let me know about it. Also, let me know if there's any other weird Big Boy statues out there, because this could just be one of many. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1998 was the fifth solo album from Iron Maiden vocalist Bruce Dickinson entitled The Chemical Wedding. It had been about 4 years since Bruce Dickinson left Iron Maiden. He had no plans on going back originally, but he did start working with his former Iron Maiden guitarist Adrian Smith on this album. And it was only a year later that Adrian Smith and Bruce Dickinson rejoined Iron Maiden and have been there ever since. The Chemical Wedding's a pretty sweet album. You should go out, grab it, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a lot of great organizations here in Southwest Michigan that help out people in need, one of which has sent out an urgent plea. They're asking for any kind of help possible. They're one of the many organizations in Southwest Michigan and throughout the state in general that had their funding cut this year. And they do a lot for the people in community, veterans, seniors, individuals, families. This place called Share Center in Battle Creek, and they basically sent out this urgent plea that said, our cash reserves are almost completely wiped out, and they're talking about having to take a line of credit out this week. And they kind of go into this on the 1077 RKR app. We kind of show you about the kind of impact it would have on our community here in Battle Creek if a place like this were to shut down. And they make a really good point that a lot of businesses would be affected. They're like, you know, if we go away, like, how much more money are we going to end up spending on jails, you know, ERs, extra policing, because their organization runs on a budget less than $600,000 a year. That's a lot less expensive than what the community would be spending if the Share Center doesn't stay open 365 days a year. This place is absolutely crucial. They serve over 55,000 meals a year. So this would be absolutely devastating for our community. So again, the 1077 RKR app has the link, the information about what Share Center does and how you can donate, because we need more places like this to stay open. But it's quite clear if they're not getting help from the government, this is where the local community has to basically foot the bill, which is kind of how it's looking right now. But we got to help each other out, right? 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So last week, Tonight host John Oliver made a hell of a deal to every single MLB baseball team as part of a stunt. And he made these offers to these minor league baseball teams that they couldn't refuse. He said, "We're willing to use all of our resources and stupidity to give one minor league baseball team a total rebrand. We'll give you a new team name, a new mascot. We'll even throw you a theme night. You can't ask us any questions, give us any notes, and you have to do what we come up with." So according to MLB News, 47 teams contacted the show. And on June 29th, the final team was chosen. And on July 19th, 2025, this week, the team will debut as the Erie Moon Mammoths. This is a Detroit Tigers affiliate. So what it is like, it all started in 1991. Scuba diver George Moon was exploring the depths of the Lake Pleasant in Erie, Pennsylvania. And then while underwater, George discovered a huge 3-foot mammoth bone, and eventually 80% of the ancient animal's remains were recovered. This discovery was later referred to around Erie as the Moon Mammoth. So this is the Detroit Tigers AA affiliate, and now they are called the Erie Moon Mammoths. The fact that they went into like local history for this and put in the work is amazing. You can see this mascot on the 1077 RKR app. This is genius. The mascot looks amazing. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I want to go back to the days when I literally had a brick in my pocket, which was my phone. You know, like there are some days like it's nice to have a smartphone and everything, but there are some days like I just really want to go back to the day where there was no scam phone calls. Like, can you take me back to that time? Because there are text messages especially that are flooding. I mean, the fact that we have a service on our phone now that just lets us know that it's probably a scam is bad, but really need some kind of filter for text messages, because there's texts on the 1077 RKR app that we talk about that you've probably gotten. That, you know, there's the toll scams. There's a bunch of these things. They're up here on the Rocker app as we take a look at them, because there's so many freaking scams, and they're trying to get smarter, man. They're trying to outsmart me, but I'm not going to fall for this. So I've had a couple of them like, "Hey, is this so-and-so?" And it's like, don't even respond. There's a bunch of these on the Rocker app. If you've got a really weird one that you've gotten, you can tell me using the chat button on the 1077 RKR app. I promise we won't spam you. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We do this badass thing every Friday with BC Pizza off West Main in Kalamazoo. Workplace of the week. We want to support you guys and throw you guys a pizza party for supporting the Rocker, because we know there's a lot of you workplaces out there that are jamming us while you get through your work day. We want to get back to you with a pizza party. Compliments of BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Car City in Portage off of Westernage. They are our new workplace of the week, so we're going to be throwing them a pizza party this week. So it's simple, guys. Click that workplace button on the 1077 RKR app, and every Friday, right around this time, we're going to announce our new workplace of the week winner. So get signed up, and we'll throw you a pizza party just like that. Hey, 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. From Detroit to New Buffalo, 3 days of deals are going to be going down with Michigan's largest garage sale. It's coming back. This is something that happens usually every year along Michigan's US 12. Over 250 vendors are planning to participate in this event. It runs 212 miles across the state, all the way from Detroit to New Buffalo. It's really wild. So if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we detail when this is supposed to take place and usually like the route that it's usually going to take, because it's going to cut through Battle Creek into Kalamazoo. It kind of cuts down into Benton Harbor, but we have the full route on the 107.7 RKR app and the dates you can get ready for this. I'm really interested to see how people are going to do this garage sale. They're going to ride their bikes. You're going to have to probably bring a truck if you're going to be shopping that many vendors, but that just might mean you have a little bit of a spending problem.